from that rally was spicy stuff, no doubt about that. Wild gestures from everybody, yelling, grappling, arms and legs flying everywhere, cops pulling people off of each other, dragging others away, including the old man. The old man. Yep, he had to be famous now. He would be recognized on the street. John did not know what that would do for business at the old man's warehouse. His customers had to have recognized him. What a way to advertise. John heard something outside, some kid crying or something. Kind of late for a child to be out on the street. Go on, kid. Go home. I've got things to think about in here. John was wearing his sweatpants and NFL t-shirt. He had had his dinner then, a nice glass of wine, and he'd planned to relax, review the day's work, take it easy. But tonight was not relaxing. Reviewing the day's work on the VCR wasn't the usual enjoyment either. Seeing it all again was miserable, frustrating, and maddening, and it stuck in him like a sliver that he could not pull out. He slapped the couch resolutely. Dad, we're gonna have a talk. Yeah, you and me. We're gonna... I mean, we are really gonna have it out. He rose from the couch and went toward the telephone, then hesitated. This may not be the best way to do it. Maybe I should call him tomorrow. Maybe we should just have lunch. I need time to cool off and get over this. The phone was on the kitchen counter, near the sliding glass door to the balcony. He could hear that kid again. No, now it sounded like two kids. Maybe three. But it sounded like an adult.